Last week's rain delighted Peggy Cornett, the curator of plants at Monticello.
It's just heartbreaking to see the garden looking dry and the grass all burned up and everything. So this has really livened things up, and I'm always grateful for rain.
It revived some of the 330 crops Jefferson grew at Monticello, from tobacco and cotton to snake squash and sesame.
Well, he was always interested in introducing an oil crop, and he tried olives, but they are not hardy here. But he did have some success with sesame. They had a blind taste test when he was president, and the sesame oil was the favorite.
Saturday's Heritage Harvest Festival will allow visitors to taste other crops and farm products, to tour, and learn more from guides like Stu Wilson.
We can show you a page from the garden book. He's listing everything he's growing here. Look at this table. Failed. Killed by bugs, my personal favorite, right there. He generally doesn't know what he's doing for the most part, and he's going to fail, and he's going to learn over time.
Friday's program features historians, gardeners, and celebrity chefs giving talks titled In Defense of Okra, Fundamentals of Floral Design, and the Secrets of Successful Beekeeping, among others. Saturday, the guru of sustainable and organic, Alice Waters, and critic Corby Coomer will speak at noon. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.